Office of Nunatsiak News burns to the ground in Iqaluit. School board trustee in Hamilton faces censure unless she deletes a tweet. The federal government unveils new protections to help and also do absolutely nothing for renters. Forest fires in Mexico have killed 4 people, and red yeast rice is causing kidney damage and death amid Japan's first domestic-made supplement product recall. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Nora. Here are your headlines. First to Iqaluit, where earlier this week, a fire devastated the building where Nunatsiak News is located. It was a 2-story office building located at 157 Nipisa Street. Nunatsiak News reported that the fire started in the morning and had destroyed most of the building by the afternoon. As a result, it will have to be leveled. The good news is that no one was injured or died in the fire, a fact highlighted by the assistant publisher Julia Roberts, but that it's still a devastating event, she said. Nunatsiak wasn't the only organization in the building. Everyone they talked to said that they'll be shifting their operations to be working from home. While there's not information on what caused the fire, officials have zeroed in on the mechanical room. Next, Sabrina Dahab, a school board trustee in Hamilton, is being forced to remove a social media post from November or face sanctions. Bobby Hristova from CBC News is reporting that the post in question was about how Dahab was under investigation for other social media posts that had expressed solidarity with Palestine. She wrote this, quote, "I am concerned that this investigation is an attempt to silence me for my vocal condemnation of Israeli apartheid and reprimand me for my posts about protests that were calling for the end to the siege of Gaza," unquote. So that text was enough, this is wild, for the school board to launch another investigation into Dahab. So she was already being investigated for condemning Israeli apartheid. And now, because of this tweet, the school board decided to do a second investigation, this time for violating so-called confidentiality of a process that she was facing. Her fellow trustees voted in favor of giving her this ultimatum for violating the code of conduct, except for one other colleague. Vice chair of the board, Paul Tutt, said this, quote, "We want trustees to be able to speak their minds and share their views, but with that also comes upholding and respecting the processes and procedures and rules of the board in particular, as it relates to confidential and sensitive information," unquote. That's a fine argument when someone breaches someone else's privacy, but doesn't exactly hold water when it's about an individual saying that they themselves is facing an investigation. The sanctions would bar Dahab from, quote, "all private board and committee meetings," unquote. Hristova doesn't explain if that means all meetings or if all meetings are generally public, but then Dahab would be barred only from special private meetings. Anyway, it's a naked attempt to harass her into silence. It's really, really, really obviously. If you don't allow someone to say, "Hey, everybody, I'm being investigated," that's the violation of the code of conduct. Give me a break. Solidarity, Sabrina. Good luck fighting this. And to the people of Hamilton, call your school trustees and tell them to stop goofing around. Next, the federal Liberals announced a suite of new measures that they say are going to, quote, "help protect Canadian renters," unquote. The reforms will also, quote, "make the playing field fairer for renters," unquote, reports Naomi Bargheil from Global News. I love announcements where you instantly are left with the impression that someone is lying to you. Well, they have managed to conceive of something so unhelpful to renters that it should at least make you laugh. They want to amend something that's called the Canadian Mortgage Charter to, man, get this, allow your rental payments to count towards your credit score. So if you always pay your rent on time, you might get a slight boost in your credit score, which will help you get a mortgage. Other than, you know, the other big thing stopping people from getting a mortgage, which is the money to pay for the mortgage. Now, that's bad news, obviously, for folks who do pay their rents late from time to time. But there's no information about how that could work against a renter. It's just framed as being positive. Don't worry, this isn't all. They will also be making available new funding for provincial legal aid organizations to target common renter problems like unfair rents, rent evictions, or, and for some reason, Bargheil puts this one into quotes, quote unquote, "bad landlords," as if that's a thing that can only be said in quotes as if it isn't something that is just a thing, that bad landlords don't exist. Bad landlords, they're a thing. You don't have to put those into scare quotes. Bad landlords are good landlords, actually, may have to be put into square quotes because that's a little more rare. Oh, anyway, did I mention how much money is going into this legal aid funding? $15 million. $15 million for all of Canada. This is a joke, folks. Now, there are some okay parts in the announcement, like creating a Bill of Rights that would, quote unquote, require landlords to admit how much a unit has been rented for in the past. That will go a long way to show how greedy a particular landlord is and will help professors and other academics study how fast and what the patterns are in rental increases. They also will create a standard lease agreement, which is also useful. The province of Quebec has had standard lease agreements for a long, long time, and that allows people to avoid getting screwed because it makes sure that certain things are in the lease. Who knows if it's going to be mandatory? I suspect it will not be mandatory, but anyway, okay, that's fine. Now, there are other things here too that have far less clarity, like, quote, crackdown on rent evictions, unquote, and, quote, give renters more agency, unquote. No real details on how or what that means or what kind of tools people will be given other than this $15 million fund that will be shared for everyone in Canada. These are all sneak previews for what will be in the federal budget, which drops on April 16th. For its part, the NDP wants something called a Protecting Renters Fund, which will give money to not-for-profit organizations to buy affordable housing, which is a weird thing for a fund called the Protecting Renters Fund to do, rather than calling it the Helping Nonprofits Own Property Fund. The NDP, though, also wants to see something more concrete, which would put a moratorium on REITs buying affordable housing. REITs are real estate income trusts, and they have been buying affordable housing or lower rental housing or rental geared to income housing. The problem, of course, with REITs is that Canadians invest in them to get money, sometimes on savings or pensions, and they expect returns on that investment. And when the return has to be above 5%, well, guess what happens to the rents of the people who the REITs own. Next to international news, at least four people have been killed in wildfires in Mexico. Reuters is reporting that the deaths all came from Mexico State. Mexico currently has 116 active forest fires. Since the start of the year, some 400 forest fires have burned in more than 13,000 hectares in that country. Reuters notes that the fires are being caused both deliberately and also being linked to agricultural activities. They don't say what the activities are, so I guess we're left to imagine either controlled burns or, I don't know, exploding bugs or something. And finally, to Japan, where a health supplement is being blamed on killing two people and hospitalizing more than 100. The ingredient causing the trouble is called Benikoji, or red yeast rice. Kobayashi Pharmaceutical recalled three brands over the illnesses and said they're investigating a link between Benikoji and kidney damage. In Benikoji is Monascus purpureus, which can be used as a red food coloring. The products containing Benikoji are advertised as being able to reduce cholesterol, reports Al Jazeera. Lots of other products that have Benikoji in them have also been recalled, including miso paste, crackers, and vinegar dressing. Benikoji has been shown in medical studies to lower cholesterol, but it depends on the chemical makeup of it, because otherwise it can cause organ damage. Those are your headlines for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Nora. You're listening to this podcast at sandynora.com on the Real News Network podcast feed and anywhere you get your podcasts. You know, tomorrow's a holiday. I haven't decided if I'm going to give you a daily news episode for tomorrow. So you know what? We'll wait and see. But without a Sandy Nora coming out next week, maybe I will. I'm leaving the door open. If I don't come home at a good time tonight for my soccer team end of year dinner, I won't record it. So you'll know what's going on tomorrow morning if you don't hear from me. I am taking Monday off because it is also a holiday in Quebec. And so either talk to tomorrow or talk to Tuesday. Ooh, I can't wait to see. This is so exciting.